You're listening to Comedy Central.
You know, every time one of these, like, internet outrage things happens about which character is being played by whom and people get angry, I would get it if people had good faith arguments, but you can tell that people are just using these moments to disguise a discriminatory idea or, a racism that they hold. It's your thing. You know, people are going to act like, oh, no, the Little Mermaid. I'm here because I'm a Little Mermaid purist. And come up with all these bullshit answers. They'd be like, you look at the history of the Little Mermaid. You mean the imagination of the Little Mermaid? If you look at it, if you were a fan, you would have known that Disney had long created black mermaids. Like, they did this. They spin off all their movies. They've had tons of them. They had, like, a black mermaid. She did sign language. It used to be a cartoon when we were kids. People don't care about it. They're like, it's never happened. It's just, look, here's the thing. It's not about race. It's just about realism. I'm sorry, what? And then it's ironic that they try and use representation as the argument the other way around, you know? So they will say, it's not about representation. It shouldn't, who cares who plays the role? All that matters is the best person gets the job. And it's like, have you heard Halle Bailey sing? Yeah. Have you heard her sing? You're gonna tell me the best person, like, who do you think they got for, you think Disney is just out there in the street like, you, come, let's go. You think they play games like that? It is the best person for the job. You're angry about who the best person was. That's what you're angry about. And it's like, no, but the Little Mermaid, she means so much. And I don't deny that. I don't deny that it must have been amazing for any red-haired little girl to see the Little Mermaid. It must have been amazing. It's a beautiful experience. But the movie's still there. You get what I'm saying? It's not gone. You can't not watch it. It hasn't been burned. It is still there. You can still watch it and you can enjoy it. I do all the time. It's not going anywhere. It's like, you get so angry. But what about the little girls with red hair who won't what? See themselves in what? A Disney cartoon? Are you being serious right now? You have the princess in Brave. She was redhead. Remember her? Right? You have Anna from Frozen. Right? You have the little kid from Up. Remember the one, like, pulls off the helmet and, like, the hair does a thing? It's the cutest thing. It was like, pff, ah! Remember that? Red hair as well. There's tons of other characters. There are more red-haired Disney-like stars, like women who are stars in the franchise, than black women. But now you're gonna make it seem like it's, and it's not like one should be against the other. There's no need. You have the Little Mermaid. It's fun. Now you've got Halle Bailey playing the real version of it. That's fun. Don't make it about realism. It's under the sea. There's a crab. There's a crab that is gonna talk, and you're worried about this element? People are like, well, I just think it should be. It's all the thing. And then I love when people go, oh, yeah, so if you don't care, then how would you feel if the Black Panther was played by a white guy? I'm like, well, the difference here is the Black Panther. Blackness is central to the character's identity. Like, literally. You know what I mean? It's like, literally, that is the whole point of the thing. And by the way, if you're going to bring a white guy who's going to be like Vibranium, bring him. I want to see that guy. Just for fun. Just bring that guy. Just for the fun of it. Let's see what happens. Well, there are many people who haven't seen themselves on screen. You're gonna get angry. You're gonna get angry because now somebody who's in a wheelchair is playing this role. You're gonna get angry because somebody who's black is now playing that role. The original is still there. There are many parts that are still out there. It's not like there is nothing left. It's not like there's one movie in the world and there's one story and this is the only way you can tell it. There are many. Calm down. Or at the very least, we should get them to meet with Ursula and then she'd take their voices away. Just be like, until somebody kisses you, yeah, don't come back. You ready? People are so angry, they need to go touch grass, man.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.